God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Don't you sometimes feel like life is just unfair? Or maybe sometimes you find yourself becoming mildly arrogant because you have things or abilities that other people do not. One thing that gives us a balance between arrogance on the one hand and envy on the other is the realization of God's ownership. God's ownership as God and right as the Creator give context to our battles, our restrictions, and even our inheritances. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, we're going from the wilderness wandering to the conquest of Israel in the land of Canaan. And the Bible says a couple very interesting things that point to the ownership of God and therefore the mindset that Israel was to have and that we should have even now today. In verse 24, the Bible says, Moses spoke to the children saying, "Rise up, take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle." This was actually God speaking to Israel. He says, "Rise up and possess, and I have given under your hand this king of Heshbon." So Israel, when Israel went into Canaan, it wasn't theirs to take, and it wasn't Canaan's to give. It belonged to God, and it does now. And that reality gives us context for both our successes and perhaps what we feel is our lack in life. It keeps us from becoming proud on the one hand or envious on the other. Just as God said, "I have given you the land," there were three other occasions, verses 5, 9, and 19 of Deuteronomy chapter 2, where God said, "Don't meddle with these people, meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land. No, not so much as a footbreadth, because I have given it to somebody else." And he says this on three different occasions. He also mentions those who were of Israel, who because of their rebellion against God and going up to possess land as God had commanded, would not see that land. He talks about giants who possessed the land who were going to be bread for them. What all these different elements of this chapter reveal to us is that Canaan belongs to God. It belonged to God. Parts of the land, God said, "Don't meddle with this part because I've given it to someone else." Other parts of the land, he said, "Go up and don't fear the people, but take possession of the land, because whether they're giants or they're people in great walled cities, I'm the one that owns it. I'm the one that gives." Now, I don't know what it is you have or that you want today, but there really is a certain sense of peace that comes from realizing, look, I have what God has given to me, and I will improve that. I will expand that by being a good steward of what I have, and I will be thankful for what God has given to other people. I will not be arrogant because of the advantages I have, and I will not be envious because of the things I do not have, realizing that from start to finish, from top to bottom, God owns this world, and we are simply stewards of what God has created.